Imagine a boardroom where the CEO and COO finish each other's sentences, transforming ideas into action with seamless precision. This isn't just organizational harmony, it's rocket fuel for business growth. When Brian Scudamore of 1-800-GOT-JUNK found his perfect second-in-command in Cameron Herald, they catapulted the company from $2 million to $106 million in just 6 years. This business marriage became legendary, with entrepreneurs whispering at conferences, "I need a Cameron." The right CEO-COO partnership doesn't diminish the CEO's vision, but amplifies it exponentially, as Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg demonstrated at Facebook. When two complementary leaders align their strengths, the business can achieve what neither could accomplish alone. Unlike other C-suite positions with clear parameters, the COO role varies dramatically across organizations. The fundamental requirement is brilliantly simple. The COO has to be great at whatever the CEO sucks at. This creates a complementary yin-yang relationship that, when properly aligned, transforms organizational performance. COOs come in seven distinct archetypes. The executor turns vision into reality, while the CEO focuses on the future. The change agent drives major transformations. The mentor supports inexperienced CEOs. The other half balances the CEO's weaknesses. The partner co-leads to manage overwhelming workloads. The heir apparent learns the business while proving leadership capabilities. The MVP gets promoted to retain exceptional internal talent. Finding your perfect second-in-command starts with self-assessment. Create an activity inventory by categorizing tasks. Incompetent, you're bad at it. Competent, you're okay at it. Excellent, high skill but don't love it. And unique ability, what you excel at and would do for free. Delegate everything outside your unique ability to avoid energy drain and company limitations. A COO builds systems, ensuring the organization runs without depending solely on you, creating resilience and potentially becoming your successor. They provide essential partnership, someone you can be vulnerable with who tells you hard truths. Unlike other roles, hire a COO you genuinely like and respect. Don't hire a COO if unnecessary. The wrong person is worse than no one. Consider alternatives first. Start with an executive assistant for administrative tasks. As Jack Daly says, if you don't have an assistant, you are one. If you need specific expertise rather than coordination, consider functional heads like a CFO or VP of marketing. Before adding headcount, evaluate your core initiatives. For smaller companies, a fractional COO can provide expertise without the cost of a full-time salary. Finding your ideal COO begins with self-awareness. Seek someone who complements your weaknesses while sharing your core values. Create a specific job description outlining required traits, responsibilities, and clear boundaries about what remains under your control. Envision your business 3 years ahead. What will it look like and how will it operate? This vision helps identify the skills and personality needed in your second in command. Effective leaders know who to find for solutions rather than trying to master everything themselves. Your COO must align with your company's non-negotiable values. It's easier to hire someone who already embodies these principles than to convert someone who doesn't. Like finding a spouse, you need clarity on what you're seeking with chemistry that could develop into friendship. Top candidates are rarely unemployed or actively job hunting. You'll likely need to recruit them through search firms, postings, and your network. Create a scorecard based on the 5 most important accomplishments needed in their first year. Before making an offer, know your candidate so well that you'd trust them with your master password, bank account, house keys, and children. If that complete, implicit trust isn't there, continue searching. A new COO's arrival creates ripples throughout your organization. Follow a 3-month onboarding structure. Month 1 for observation and understanding. Month 2 for identifying improvement opportunities. Month 3 for implementing changes based on accumulated knowledge. Moving too quickly damages trust. Proper onboarding ensures understanding before action. Matt McInnes, COO of Rippling, created a personal operating manual shared company-wide, outlining his work style, motivations, frustrations, and decision-making process, helping others work effectively with him. The CEO and COO must both expand their horizons. Like executives clear-cutting a forest perfectly but in the wrong location, they need to climb the tallest tree to ensure proper direction. COOs should grow through books, courses, mentoring, and best practices. Similar to CEO networking groups, COOs thrive in mastermind communities where they can share ideas and build connections. The CO-CO relationship should mirror parents presenting a united front. The CO makes the CO iconic, letting them deliver good news while handling tough decisions. In return, the CO must support the CO when difficult calls are necessary. Regular date nights away from the office build trust and friendship that powers the organization. These weekly meetings might involve sports, drinks, or working side by side elsewhere. TJ Hawk of Rentwell takes biannual trips with his CEO, creating an incredible bond that strengthens their partnership. Effective COs must prioritize delegation over doing everything themselves. The question shifts from how quickly can I get this done to who else could do this work? This balance between short-term speed and long-term efficiency is crucial for scaling. COs risk burnout without work-life balance, and direct reports often want their CO to take more time off. They don't want to feel workaholism is expected. Great COs see shortcuts, embrace innovation, learn quickly, and hack systems. They understand that momentum creates momentum, focusing on progress over perfection. Like quarterbacks, they call plays and pass the ball while trusting others to fulfill their roles. They need not have expertise in every area, but must communicate effectively across all departments. The CEO-CO relationship, despite deep investment and friendship, rarely lasts forever. As businesses evolve, the COO role changes significantly, while the CEO's core function remains more consistent. CEOs can delegate tactical responsibilities, but COOs must continuously adapt as the organization scales. When Brian's company reached $106 million with 330 locations, he needed a detail-oriented COO rather than Cameron's entrepreneurial growth skill set. Their emotional parting acknowledged this reality. Cameron later reinvented himself as a CEO coach and speaker. After a brief mismatch with the former Starbucks president, Brian found Eric Church, who possessed both the skills and cultural alignment to guide the company toward $1 billion. The COO functions like a booster rocket, propelling you higher until reaching their limit. Then you engage a new one to take you further. Even when your business seems to have plateaued, there's a COO somewhere who can elevate you. You just need to find them. When Brian shared his vivid vision with Cameron at 1-800-GOT-JUNK and stepped aside to let him execute it, they became like nitroglycerin, igniting exponential growth through complementary skills and mutual trust. The right partnership doesn't just double productivity, it multiplies possibilities. With the right second in command, you create conditions for exponential growth, achieving more together than either could alone.